Cari fratelli e sorelle, alimentiamo quindi ogni giorno la nostra fede con l'ascolto profondo della parola di Dio, con la celebrazione.
We nourish our faith every day with deep listening to the Word of God, with the celebration of the sacraments, with personal prayer and charity towards our neighbor. These were some of the words of Pope Benedict XVI to the faithful gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace in Castel Gandolfo for the Angelus prayer this Sunday. The Holy Father was commenting on the day's Gospel reading, in which a Canaanite woman with faith asks Jesus to heal her daughter. Faith, said Pope Benedict, opens us to know and accept the true identity of Jesus, his newness and uniqueness. His word is the source of life, to live a personal relationship with him.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Maria.
Et concepit Spiritus Sanctus.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict had special greetings for a group of faithful from Cuba, led by the Cardinal Archbishop of Havana, Jaime Ortega, who for the first time were making a pilgrimage to Rome.
Saludo con afecto a los grupos de lengua española. In particular, a los ligados de Cuba, acompañados. Acompañados por el señor cardenal Jaime Ortega Lamino, que encabeza la primera peregrinación de cubanos a los sepulcros de los santos apóstoles.
The Holy Father also greeted pilgrims in English, during which he renewed his request for prayers for the success of World Youth Day in Madrid this week, from August 18th to the 21st.
I greet the English-speaking visitors gathered for this Angelus prayer. Today, our thoughts turn to the young people now gathering in Madrid for World Youth Day. As I prepare to join them, I ask you to accompany us with your prayers for the spiritual fruitfulness of this important event. May God bless all of you abundantly.